Baruch HaBoim, everybody. Welcome to our Monday night Parsha class. This week's Parsha is Parshas Chayei Sarah. Today's date is Chof Cheshvan Tavshin Pei Gimel, corresponding with the English calendar, November 14th, 2022. Parshas Chayei Sarah has two major events that take place. The first takes place is the event of Sarah passing away and being buried in the Me'oras HaMachpelah. The next part of the parasha, which is the majority of the parasha, deals with Yitzchak having to finding a wife for Yitzchak through Eliezer, the servant of Avraham, and it occupies most of the parasha. The parasha is very interesting that it is actually repeats itself. It's the only parasha that's almost repeated in its entirety, and naturally there are many, many things to learn from it. However, I'm going to be dwelling on one aspect of the parasha that deals with Yitzchak finding a wife, and it begins with the part of the parasha Perek Chof Dalid. I will read several psukim, then dwell on a very important part that we would like to develop into a very important lesson. The parasha begins in Perek Chof Dalid as follows: Ve'Avraham zakein bo bayomim, and Avraham became old and he was coming in days. Hashem berach es Avraham bakol, and Hashem blessed Avraham with everything. Vayomer Avraham el avdai, and Avraham said to his servant Zakan Beisai, the elder of his house, Hamoshe b'chol ha'shalo, that ruled upon everything that he owned, Simna yotcha tachas yirechi, put your hand under my thigh, Va'ashpiyacha b'ashem alakei ha'shamayim v'alakei ha'aretz, and I will make you swear by the God of heaven and the earth, Ashalo sika kisholivni mibnos ha'kanani, that you shall not take to my for my son a wife from the daughters of Canaan. Asher anochi yoshev b'kirbo, ki al arzi, only to my land, el moladeti telech, and only to my birthplace you shall go. V'lakachta isha livni liYitzchak, and you shall take a wife for my son of Yitzchak from that place of my birthplace. V'yom me'elav ha'eved, and the servant said to him, Ulai loisoiva ha'isha lalechas acharai, perhaps the woman would not want to go after me to that land. Shall I bring your child there to the land which you have come out of? Guard yourself, lest you will bring my son there. Hashem, the God of the heaven, who has taken me out of my father's house, and from the land of my birthplace, who has spoken to me, and who has sworn to me, saying, your children I will give this land, who Yishlach Malachoi Lefanecha, he will send his angel before you, and you shall take a wife for my son there. So I'm going to pause over here, and we see how concerned Avraham Avinu was finding a wife for Yitzchak. He spoke to his trusty servant Eliezer, the one who he entrusted everything with, the one who was his kind of emissary to teach others Torah, wisdom of Hashem. As we know, Chazal tells us he was called Eliezer of Damesek. And Damesek is a contraction of the words Dole Umashka Mitayres Raboy. He would be the one to draw from the wells of his Rebbe Avraham and then water and quench the thirst of everybody else with the Torah of his Rebbe. The strange thing over here is he's asking Eliezer, his trusted servant, to be the shliach, to be this emissary to find a wife for Yitzchak. And he's asking him to swear because it seems that he doesn't trust him. Up to now, he trusts him with everything. But all of a sudden, now he doesn't trust him. This question was raised by Rav Yeruchim Lavovitz, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir Yeshiva, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, in the Sefer Das Torah. And he questioned this. Isn't it strange that he's making Eliezer swear? What are the necessities of such precautions? Was he concerned? Was he worried? This is a question that dealt with the Rishonim as well. But Chazal tell us that tzaddikim are accustomed to swear against their yetzer hara. If there is a possibility of any deviance of any form or any shape or manner, the tzaddikim prevent any fallout of any kind by forcing themselves against the wall by making a shvua. And here he made Eliezer swear. He made him swear that he's not going to deviate. He will not take the girls from Canaan who were idol worshippers and could not be the future mother of Klal Yisrael. This is what Rosh Yeshiva Rav Yeruchim Lavovitz Zatzal said. And we have to realize that this whole idea that Avraham took such precaution is not something new to the Torah. What Avraham has done, he has made a siyog, a fence. He created a barrier from any possible accident or mistake that could occur. Now you can ask, we go back to the question. Eliezer was such a trustworthy person. Chazal tell us in the Medrash about Eliezer, he says, Yofa sichosn shel avdei batei avos mitarosn shel banim. The slaves, the servants of our avos hakdoshim, the conversation that took place, and the common talk, the casual talk that took place between Avraham and Eliezer and between our Avos HaKadoshim and their servants was to us greater than the Torah of the children. So again, it's very intriguing. What was his fear? Why was he so concerned? So we already established that he wanted to be sure that Eliezer was going to guaranteed not to make an error. But there's an interesting Rashi that's brought out in the parsha that talks about a word that's interestingly spelled in two different ways. In the pasuk that I read you before, that when Eliezer in pasuk hey, he asked Avraham, Ulai, perhaps, Lo Sova Ha'isha, Velechas Achavai, Eloret Hazos. Perhaps the woman wouldn't want to come after me. I mean, it's illogical to say the woman would be afraid. A woman would have to leave her parents' house, and traveling was always perilous, was always dangerous, and she wouldn't want to leave her parents. It's a possibility she may not even come back at all. So that was a logical question. So Avram says, no way, you can't take Yitzchak there. Yitzchak is like a korban. He has to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Now, we have a similar question that's repeated in the same perek when Eliezer later meets Lavan and Bethuel, and he describes his history and how he had this conversation with his master Avram. And the same question he repeats, and this is in Pasuk Lamed Tes, if one wishes to look it up. V'omar, and he said, El Adoni, to my master, Ulai, perhaps, Lo Selecha Isha Echeloi, perhaps this woman wouldn't want to come after me. And he describes the question he asked his master. But the strange thing about the question was, the word Ulai is not spelled with a vav. The word Ulai before in Pasuk Hey is spelled Aleph Vav Lamed Yud. Ulai means perhaps. Perhaps the woman wouldn't want. In Pasuk Mem, Lamed Tes, the Pasuk Ulai is spelled without a vav. You can read the word Ulai as Eli, to me. Comments Rashi on the strange wording the following. Comments Rashi that what was in the mind of Eliezer? Ulai could be read as Eli, to me. If the woman will not want to come to Eretz Canaan, maybe Yitzchak will be coming to my daughter, to me. And Rashi makes the following comment in Pasuk Lamed Tes. The Rashi says the word Ulai is spelled without a vav, and it reads Eli, to me. Here he says, Bas Hoysoloi Li Eliezer. There was a daughter to Eliezer, for Hayamachsa Limso Ila, he was looking for an excuse, Sheyoma Lo Avraham, that Avram would tell him, Lefanos Elov, to go to Eliezer's daughter, La Siobito. He was thinking of that. Now, Avraham Eliezer was suspect of having to do this little trick, that he would take Yitzchak and marry Yitzchak off to his daughter. And therefore we see even the trustworthy Eliezer, as great as he was, still had ulterior motives. And Avraham, who intuitively felt, if you're looking and we are trying to build the house of Klal Yisrael with a proper mother, it cannot be with even the daughter of Eliezer. As he said to him, when there was this, he insinuated, maybe his daughter. So Avram said, Bini Baruch, my son is a blessed one, Ve'ato Oror. You come from the people who are cursed. Ve'ein Oror Medabek B'Baruch. You can't cling and cleave as a cursed person with a blessed person. Your family is not a blessed family, and therefore we cannot consider a shidduch from your family. So we see right away, even though Eliezer was the finest of the fine, and the best of the best, and the role model to other people how to serve a master, Avraham was still concerned. He still had to make precautions. He had to make Eliezer swear to him that he would not deviate. And this was the reason why Avraham was so concerned. We find in the Torah the concept of a siyag as a precaution from the very beginning of the Mishnayos. We're all familiar with the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. You know the Mishnah says, Moshe kibul Torah miSinai. Moshe received the Torah from Sinai, u'mesara leHoshua. He handed it over to Yoshua, v'Yeshua leZakenim, and Yeshua handed it over to the Zakenim, the elders, who Zakenim and Neviim, and the Kiyah, and the Zakenim gave it over to the prophets, when Neviim mesaruha leAnse Knesset Agdola, and Neviim handed it over to the men of the great assembly. Heim amu shleishu devarim. Listen carefully. This was the first Mishnah. Have a mesunim badin. Be patient when you take and make a judgment. The ha'amidu salmidim harbe. You shall set up many students. Va'asu siyag la'Torah. And make a fence around the Torah. What does that mean, make a fence? It means if you want to keep the Torah in its purest and its in holiest way, you've got to be on guard. You have to always make a fence and be careful not to stumble with silly mistakes. Make a fence around the Torah, like a person would make a fence around a manhole that's in the middle of a public street. Person takes precaution not to walk into it, but around it. When you make a siyag around the Torah, and you can therefore be guaranteed to observe the Torah. Most common siyagim around the Torah would be the laws of Shabbos. The laws of Shabbos are very, very familiar. We have the laws of Muktzah. These are all precautions. These are precautions that we take, and the Torah talks about this. There are two specific incidents I'd like to mention, which are worthwhile mentioning in this year. Is, for example, the story of the Sota. The Sota, which is mentioned in Parashat Naso, the Sota was this unfaithful woman who lived with other men and was suspect of being unfaithful and committing adultery. We know that her end was very, very sad. She died a very gruesome death, and people who were there in the time of the Beis HaMikdash to watch her die, where she would almost explode, her body would fall apart, and she would be screaming to death, says Chazal the following thing, a very important Rashi that's mentioned from Chazal. Chazal tell us, by the case of a Sota, they call Haroa Sota Bikilkula, Yazer Atzmei Min Hayayin. Whoever sees a Sota in her worst moments of being killed, he will make himself into a Nazir. He will remove himself from any kind of drinking wine. He'll make himself a Nazir. And Nazir is a person who has now ever become tame, a person doesn't drink wine, a person stays away from vineyards, from any derivative of a grape, he is supposed to separate. Because maybe it'll attract him to drinking wine, and wine can bring him into immorality, and therefore the Torah is telling us that you have to take precautions. You make yourself a fence. It seems a little bit strange after this person who witnessed the death of the Sota, that should have been enough of an alarm to his psyche not to commit things that would bring him into immorality. Yet the Torah is telling us the nature of a person is that if he sees something wrong, he still picks up the negative vibes. And therefore, he has to live with precaution. And if a person sees what happens to a Sota because she was immoral, and wine can bring to drunkenness and to immorality, the person who sees this happen will bring himself to become a nazir and separate himself from wine. The Torah itself is talking about making a siyag, making a fence, a barrier, even though it would seem natural that a person would not want to even think of getting himself involved with immorality. What do we see from over here? We see from over here the motivation of Avraham Avinu of making a shavua was the precaution of doing an aveira or getting Eliezer into taking the wrong woman and being sure that he's locked away from any accident. And that is a common practice among tzaddikim. Why do tzaddikim make such gedorim? And all the time they make gedorim. The reason why they do this, because they understand the devastation and the gravity of a single aveira. They have the proper awareness of what it means to do an aveira. To a tzaddik, an aveira is poison. The question of taking poison is unthinkable. If there's a possibility that a tzaddik will stumble, he will take all precautions, even to the point of making a shvua, to prevent him from stumbling. The concept of building a fence around an aveira is a very important concept. It shows us where the person's attitude is towards Hashem. A person who can make a fence around the Torah is a person who values the concept of yiras chet, a fear to do a sin. It's the barometer of yiras shamayim. It is the way that one can measure his fear towards heaven. And naturally, it spells very clearly where his place in the world of Emunah stands. A tzaddik is a person who is conscientious about what he does, and he is aware that we're all subject to slip and fall, and the tzaddik tries to look ahead. Ezeho chacham haroa es hanoled, who is a wise man who sees the future that might develop. And a tzaddik, if he sees there might be something wrong in his path, will make a siyug, will make a fence, some kind of barrier that will prevent him from slipping and sliding. This is what Avraham was teaching us, how he was so cautious with trying to find a wife for Yitzchak. I would like to share with you from the Sefer Orchos Yosha, from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zeicher Tzadik Levracha, in the chapter called Yiras Chet. He mentioned something very important that is worthwhile repeating. And let me repeat the words and translate. V'zehu inyan yiras chet. This is the whole concept of fearing God. V'zeh ma'areh sheyesh lo emuna chushis. By fearing to doing a sin, it shows a tangible and obvious feeling towards faith in Hashem. Shemargish she'aveira hu eish sorefes, a person who understands the devastation and the negativity of an aveira, associates and compares an aveira to a burning of flame that can destroy anything and anyone. And he sees that in front of him. There's a story, he says, Kamosha Mesapim al-Hagra, the Vilna Gaon. There's a story about the Vilna Gaon Zecher Tzadik Levacha, she b'yaldusa, when the Vilna Gaon was a child, Noga b'Shabbos, he touched on Shabbos, b'li kavana, without in any intention, b'mukta, something that was mukta, like change and pencils, b'nis Aleph. This child, the Vilna Gaon, fainted. This was his perception of an Aveira. Aveira de Rabbanon. Mukta. But his perception of an Aveira was like a burning, raging fire. The more a person's perception of a chet is bigger, it shows how great is his faith in Hashem as well. It also shows how his fear Hashem is bigger and greater. And this is what man is all about. To serve Hashem, to be afraid of doing anything devious, and therefore making the proper precautions in his way. And therefore, Misha ain misyarei me'aveira, and if a person is not afraid of doing an aveira, and this is the litmus, a paper test, which we all can ask ourselves how we would stand against this test. Bosha Misha ain misyarei me'aveira, who is not afraid of doing an aveira, zemara she'ein ha'emuna shalosh shleima. It also shows clearly that his fear of Hashem is not shalema, is not complete. And memela ein tevasa yichola lahatzliach. If he doesn't have fear of Hashem, so how much could his Torah be successful? Behu rochek mehakodesh baruch hu, and that behavior shows he's distant from Hashem. Behomasha adam korev yosef hakodesh baruch hu, and the more a person shows he's closer to Hashem, Gam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Korov Elov, Hashem is close to him. And I once said, you have to, as Hashem Alekecha, you love Hashem b'chol avavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol miyadecha, love Hashem with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might, then Hashem will counter-react to you. He'll love you, every one of you, b'chol avavo, with all of his heart, b'chol nafsho, and with all his soul, with a whole ma'odo, and with all Hashem's might. That's the response. My Rebbe, Reb Chaim Dov Keller, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, once mentioned that the whole concept of showing how you want to be careful of doing an aveira, and we all sometimes stumble. But how do you want to show you want to be careful? What's the clarity that is unmistakable is that if you learn the laws of that particular mitzvah, you learn the laws of Lashon Hara, you're showing Hashem, I don't want to sin with Lashon Hara. And Hashem will respond to you with Hatzlacha. He will help you protect you from the veras of Lashon Hara. If you want to protect yourself from sitting on Shabbos, and you start learning laws of Shabbos, Hashem will give you siyata d'shmaya to protect you from slipping and sliding, doing aveiros on Shabbos. If you are careful about the laws of kashrus and you ask shilas, the rabbis, what laws are and food that are kosher, and how do you kasher pots and how do you keep your kitchen properly kosher and so forth, Hashem will give you siyata d'shmaya that you will be able to keep a kosher kitchen, even if you didn't learn all the laws of kashrus. And the same applies if you didn't learn all the laws of Lashon Hara, and you didn't learn all the laws of Shabbos, but you're on the road to learn them all so you can improve your service Hashem. That automatically shows yiras chet. Very, very important. On a very modern, down-to-earth example, don't we all take precautions on things that we are careful, that we know are dangerous? Anything that we know is dangerous, that we're convinced that are dangerous, take precaution all the time. If there's a fire, we take precaution to stay away. If you're taking a hike and you're near a cliffy area, you take precautions and not to get too close to the edge. You take precautions because you know that the fall could be fatal. We all know that. We all know that to get close to a dangerous animal, a wild dog, a snake, we take precautions to go as far as we can. We don't want to get close to it because we understand the danger involved. We understand that if we have a computer that has lots of valuable files, we have to back it up. We take precaution because if it suddenly dies and we have no backup, we've lost maybe thousands of hours. A skydiver who is practicing going out of a plane and does skydiving, he packs his own parachute. He takes a precaution. You know why? He wants to be 100% sure that there are no mistakes. He wants that parachute to open up immediately. So when he packs his parachute, he packs it perfectly because he takes precaution. What about just the recent, the world of COVID? We've been hit 24/7 with COVID in the last 2 years. People are still walking around with masks, and there is still reason to be very cautious about the disease or flu or any other influenza or whatever bug that there is out there. People are taking precaution. Why? Because they are aware it's dangerous. So the bottom line is, the more that we are aware of something dangerous, it makes us and prompts us to be much more careful. And therefore, as a result, the Parsha is teaching us through Avraham Avinu the necessity of making a siyog, a fence, a barrier around things that might be dangerous, about things that we ought to be concerned and careful. Avraham Avinu was cautious, even with his greatest ally, Eliezer from Damascus. Still had that little annoying feeling that maybe he'll pull a fast one on him. Maybe he'll get his daughter instead of a person who would be eligible from the family of Avraham. He made him swear. He took all precautions. We have to learn from Avraham Avinu. When there is something to be concerned about, we have to take precautions. When we want to grow in Torah and we want to stay away from Averis, we have to think about how to make a siyog, a fence, around a dangerous behavior. And we know there's lots of that right now. We know that the media is very, very treacherous and dangerous for children who are exposed to media without a filter, unfortunately, are allowing themselves the dangers of slipping and sliding down a dangerous slope. We have to take precaution. We have to be careful. This is a sign, the more precaution we are, the more it's a sign that we have Emunah and Yiras Shamayim and Yiras Chet. May we walk away from this parasha encouraged that Hashem will hold our hands and help us arrive to to the greatest potential that we can arrive at by learning from our other sectation that they were careful in everything that they did so that the future would be bright and beautiful and Kol Yisrael would be blessed with all the blessings that Hashem has promised the Aves HaKadoshim. May we, all of us, be worthy of Hashem's blessing and bounty. May we be careful how we serve Hashem. May we daven for Hatzlacha, learn as much as we can, fulfill the mitzvahs as best as we can, and Hashem will definitely bless us with good health, happiness, and prosperity. Have a wonderful week. Gute Woche. Sei gesund.